A proud final parade for Brian. Armed Forces Day in June was particularly poignant for member Brian Eldridge, who performed his duty as Blind Veterans UK standard bearer for the last time. Brian has shown a great deal of dedication and pride in his role of standard bearer, which he has carried out for 18 years. He attended this year's National Armed Forces Day march in Aldershot alongside his wife Margaret, who has been by his side as he has travelled the country to represent the charity. The event was especially significant for Brian, as it was in Aldershot that Brian first carried out his standard bearer duties all those years ago. He says, "I will miss being a standard bearer. I hope that those who take on the role after me give it as much attention to detail as I have. It's only right that at the age of 79, I now allow others to have the opportunities that I've had. Over the years, I've proudly displayed our standard wherever and whenever I have had the opportunity to support the charity. I took over the role from Nigel Whiteley, and every time I picked up the standard, I thought of him. At this year's Armed Forces Day parade, the crowd was 15 people deep, and they encouraged me every step of the way. When having the standard in my possession, I've always invited members to touch and feel it. It's been really good fun over the years. I will miss the role. It isn't just about carrying the standard. It's about being an ambassador for Blind Veterans UK. Among my duties have been marching at the Cenotaph during remembrance, attending the Sir Arthur Pearson Memorial every year and representing the charity during its 100th birthday celebrations. One memory that will always stay with me is Stirling Castle, where we were surrounded by 1,400 pipers from all over the world. This journey will be one I never forget." Brian joined the Army, aged 19, in 1966, where he served in the Royal Army Veterinary Corps, RAVC, training dogs. In 1968, he met and married his wife, Margaret, who was also in the Army. After 2.5 years of training, Brian was posted to Germany, where he continued to train Army dogs. Then, after 3 years, he was posted to Hong Kong, where he was attached to the dog unit working for the Royal Military Police in Sekong New Territories. In 1975, Brian left the Army and went to work as an executive at a security company in Hong Kong. After a further 3 years, he and Margaret returned to the UK, where he took a job with Smiths Industries, an aerospace company working with electronics for military aircraft. He worked there until his retirement in 2001. It was during his time at Smiths that Brian first became aware of problems with his eyesight. He noticed that once he put something down, he would struggle to relocate it again. He was diagnosed with hereditary condition, retinitis pigmentosa. After initially coping with his deteriorating sight, he decided to retire in 2001 after a serious incident in the workplace and was registered blind. Brian says, "When I first retired after being registered blind, I had absolutely no confidence whatsoever and wasn't sure what lay ahead of me. Blind Veterans UK has given me back my confidence, which is very important to me. Since receiving support from the charity, I've met some wonderful, like-minded friends and enjoyed some great experiences with them.